I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I should probably cue up some square dance music right now because we're going to talk about social insects.
Well, social insects, so when we talk about sociality in insects, we're talking about groups of insects that are related to one another. They live in colonies that consist of overlapping generations that care for the young, protect the nest, and feed the reproductive caste. And they also have a caste system. There are workers. The larger workers are sometimes referred to as soldiers, and then you have the reproductives, which are often called kings or queens. The only two orders of insects that have truly social insects are termites and the Hymenoptera, which include the ants, bees, and wasps. All termites are social. All ants are truly social. But most bees and wasps are solitary. We tend to think of bees and wasps being primarily social because the ones that are most familiar to us are honeybees, hornets. Those are certainly social examples of bees and wasps, but the vast majority of bees and wasps live very solitary lives.
So the basic unit of organization is the hive or the society.
The hive or the nest. Uh-huh. And the queen controls the behavior of everyone in the nest through chemistry. She releases pheromones that suppress the reproductive organs of her minions and prevents them from reproducing.
My gosh.
Think about that.
Frightening.
In termites, for example, the workers can be either sterile males or females. But in social ants, bees, and wasps, the workers are totally sterile females.
Doesn't seem like much of a life for the low guy on the totem pole.
Well, this has been a hotly debated topic since Darwin's time. Why would an individual give up its reproductive freedom for the greater good of the colony? This is referred to as altruism. Scientists are looking at different ways that social behavior has evolved, and one of the ideas is that over time, it became the advantage to the group to be cooperating with one another, and there was a greater chance that the colony would survive as a whole. But no, as far as the individual is concerned, it doesn't seem like it makes much sense. There are different levels of sociality in insects. For example, there are subsocial insects like the best beetle. They live in groups of adults and larvae, but there's not the strong bond and high degree of cooperation and caring for the young that we have in truly social insects like the termites, ants, bees, and wasps. Even within the highly social insects, we have different levels of sociality. For example, in paper wasps and bumblebees, those colonies don't persist through the winter. All the workers die. The only ones that survive are the mated queens. But in the truly advanced social insects like termites and ants and honeybees, those colonies will persist year after year after year, as long as the queen is alive and can lay those eggs.
So is the word altruism used in entomology?
Oh, sure. Yeah, altruism is giving up your personal freedoms for the greater good.
And so entomologists do refer to insects as being altruistic.
They talk about altruistic behavior. Yes, they do.
Not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.